Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You have a noon tea time, laddies and lassies.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the 5 wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentagrit.
Danny and Dusty on Open Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tea time at langdonfarms.com.
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken.
The Fan.
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly.
Good afternoon.
Ciao, belly.
Oh, welcome in. What a start. To the Monday afternoon.
Oh,
it is
man.
Open Championship Week. It is in Scotland.
Look at the size of that boy's head.
It is like a melon on an orange on a toothpick.
He's going to cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
Woo! You gave us So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, sorry.
Gate. It's in Scotland.
Yeah. These are the times where I get to let freak flag fly.
Oh, this is the time?
Yeah.
This is the time.
Yes, this is the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll believe that.
This is the time.
Only right now, though.
Only right now. That's it.
Never any other time.
Nope, that's it.
No.
Just on the Opens.
Okay. Only during Open Championship Week.
Yes.
When it's in Scotland.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. It is Rusty and Dusty because Danny Morang is in Vegas for Las Vegas Summer League. We are hoping to get a check-in with him. Live from Las Vegas as the Blazers get ready to play the Philadelphia 76ers tonight.
Burn my butt.
He has, in fact, burned his butt.
Likely in Vegas. I mean, it's got to be, what, 115
You think
there?
He's going cheeks out? You think he's going cheeks out at the pool?
I don't doubt him. I don't doubt anything with him at this
Just
point.
Just throwing that one out. Yeah. He's going to be going cheeks out at the pool, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Take me home, baby.
Yeah, we're hoping to check in with Danny down in Vegas today. We'll see. I don't know. There is a game, so he's not going to be all schnookered.
No, not yet. Not today.
Not today, at least. Yeah.
Not today. Yeah. Tomorrow. Well, there's a game tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I think tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Post game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about this. Danny, not the drunkest guy at the party at the Fan Golf Classic either, last Thursday.
Yeah,
we didn't get to that.
It was pretty tame.
Yeah.
As far as what I could tell, I showed up. There was nobody hanging out outside the bar. That was a first.
Yeah. Well, that's because we were all out at the course. And they had like a rehearsal dinner there.
Oh, is that what it was?
That was starting up like in the evening time. So it was like, keep the riffraff out.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to just keep the riffraff away from this rehearsal dinner that I may or may not definitely walked right through.
Is that why there was a security detail around Danny at all times as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
All right. We got a lot that we got to get to.
Yeah.
Today. I went camping over the weekend.
Camping?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. We went with a bunch of friends, took kids out. You know, we were out at out on the Malala River.
Mm, okay.
There. Near Malala.
Yeah.
Conveniently. It's an aptly named river.
Not just a clever name.
Yeah. Yeah. We went out there and you get no cell phone service. And you know how sometimes your phone will just like catch those little glimpses of service? I don't know how that works. But it'll be like going from, I'm on like the no bars, it's on the SOS, and then my phone didn't move, but it just caught service for a little bit. I wonder how that works, but it happened.
Yeah.
And then my phone just goes, like, it was insane. Because the weekend that I am away from everything and just kind of unplugged, right?
Yeah.
An assassination attempt on the former president who is currently running for president again happens. And
we're bearing the lead, first off.
I was sitting there going, what is, huh?
Yeah.
And then you can't, like, and then it's like, yeah, no, sorry, I'm not, that's all you get. So I have no idea. I just get all of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
And so I'm just, I'm like, you know, I get like four alerts just right away, and I'm like, he's okay?
Yeah, well, and then we get the big news that both Richard Simmons and Shannon Doherty died.
That is correct, yeah. Richard Simmons, dead at 76.
Man.
What a weird man Richard Simmons was. Think about his career arc, because here's where it got weird.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well. it got weird at the end where he disappeared for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like people were like, there were rumors that he was being held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to come out and like have a release. Like, no, I'm not being held hostage. But that's of course what somebody being held hostage would say.
Exactly.
And you're not. It's like, what is going on with him? And then, but for 20 years before that, he was the face of like in-home fitness.
Yeah. Exactly. Sweating to the oldies.
Sweating to the oldies.
That was all about the 80s.
Short shorts, a tank top, and a little fro, man. Yeah, and exactly. He was just out there, you know, just doing his thing on the Today Show. You'd see him. Richard Simmons got a new video coming out. I was like, what is happening here? And then he disappears for 20 years, and nobody knows what the hell happened to Richard Simmons.
Yeah, became some sort of weird recluse, apparently.
Dead at 76, though. Gee. And then Shannon Doherty, 53,
breast cancer.
Man.
Yeah, that sucks. F cancer, man.
Yeah, F cancer.
F cancer.
Yeah.
F all of them. Every brand of it, because it hits
all the brands.
It hits so many of them.
All the brands.
Yeah.
We are out on cancer.
Well, like we have in the fan family recently.
Yeah, we are
with
all
Rashad.
Out with Rashad. Yeah,
it and sucks. Just by the F way, cancer. F all of them.
We have all of our GoFundMes that are up. We for Rashad Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, Rashad has got he had a tumor removed that was the size of a watermelon, and it was attached to his kidneys, pancreas, and spleen.
Watermelons are not small.
They are not. They are not. But our guy is going through it right now. Just got married a month ago. If you can support him, please do. I've tweeted out at Dusty_Hera. It's at, I know that the Rust 503, the fan account.
Mm-hmm. Danny,
we're all
Dusty.
Supporting our guy.
Yep. Yeah. And just at the very least, just keep him in your thoughts.
Absolutely. So all
he's
cancers,
the king of good vibes.
All cancers we're out on.
Yeah. All of them.
Assassinations and assassination attempts, we are out on as well. Whether or not you, and I was talking about this last week, and it was about like, we were talking about the HOA president who like was given, it snapped a kid's fishing rod over his knee.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and it was just last week. I was going, all of a sudden that became, bet that guy's a Democrat. But yeah. That guy's a Republican, and it is exhausting.
It is. It's all exhausting.
Yeah. How everything has become politicized. Now, we have a politician who there was an assassination attempt on his life. Whether you like Donald Trump or you do not like Donald Trump, nobody should be asking for somebody to die.
No, you're correct.
And that right there,
yeah.
There is, we need to change the discourse in our country.
Yeah.
I mean, that truly does need to happen. I don't care which side of the aisle you are on. And look, like, it's all coming out, like, the shooter, I don't want to get into this, but, you know, political affiliations are like, who did it?
Yeah.
How about we just draw a line and say no more?
We shouldn't be wishing for people to get killed.
No.
Okay? Doesn't matter what side you're on. Like that should be something we can all agree on.
And that would be the most American thing to do.
Don't wish for people to die.
Let's just start pulling in the same direction, maybe.
Shouldn't be that hard.
We can get S done. All right. So we're out on both of those things today.
Yeah. We're out on cancer and assassinations.
I think we've done a lot already.
Right?
We're 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
I think we've accomplished some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're out on both of those
things. We are bringing the world together.
Also, I'm out on unticketed fans storming gates. Yeah, I'm out on that.
What happened here?
That was a deep dive that I got into yesterday.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you dove deep because I only saw a surface skimming of it. So help me out.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. There's a lot of finger pointing going on there.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure there is. Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. But what I will tease this with, the fans of Columbia soccer, they maybe want to tone it down a notch or 500.
No, okay.
Maybe they're a little hopped up and a little excited.
Was this not the same country that murdered their own player, too, for scoring an own goal in, like, the 90s?
Hold on. That wasn't their own country. That was Pablo Escobar.
Well,
but,
anyway,
yes, you are correct.
But it was a Colombian, correct?
That is that is very much correct.
Yeah. Scored an own goal and then murdered.
Same country was fighting the fans of Uruguay in the stands just last week as well.
All right.
We've talked about both of these things.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe the cocaine isn't such a good thing.
Well, I'll be damned.
I realize I'm stepping out on a ledge here.
Wow, Rust. No way.
I know it's weird.
Golly. Who knew?
Maybe we should all rethink that one.
You think? Think?
I'll be right back. I gotta go take one more quick dump.
All right. We got the Vancouver Ford text line is 503-864-6326. Segue. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. This text says, if you want a great laugh, look up Richard Simmons on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Oh, I remember that.
I don't.
You might have to pull...
Like, is he actually on it, or is it somebody...
You might have to pull some audio.
All right.
You might have to pull some audio. We have a homework assignment for Rust. We will remember Richard Simmons from Whose Line Is It Anyway.
YouTube right now.
Okay? Let's go ahead and do that. We're gonna go ahead and get down on that.
Oh, that's one of the first things that pops up in the YouTube search when you type in Richard Simmons. It's Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess there's a reason for that.
All right. We're partying on the YouTubes and right here on the fan. Well, let's get down to it. The Blazers kicked off their summer league slate on Saturday. Thank God for DVR because I was able to set that little recording before. And I think I'm very happy with the fact that I knew what I was getting into before I sat down and watched that game. Because, well, what two halves can do. Kling Kong debuts for the Blazers in Vegas. Overreaction Monday. What we saw from the Blazers' 7th overall pick. And really, the guys that are familiar faces that we knew would be returning. The Chris Murray, Ryan Rupaire, and Justin Manaya, who played for the Blazers on Saturday. But Kling Kong made his debut, and we'll discuss it next. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Portland Trail Blazers saw the debut of Donovan Clingan on Saturday in a loss to the San Antonio Spurs, 83-77. Blazers came out the gate. They did not look sharp. They were trailing by a boatload, including 18 points in the third quarter. But they rallied back, made a run at it, and still ended up losing. But made a respectable in that game. And of note out of that, yesterday the San Antonio Spurs shut down Stephon Castle for the rest of the summer league because of a wrist sprain when he went down, tumbled down, and went on that wrist. Did not look good.
Yeah. Well, but look, and let's face it, when it comes down to it in these summer league games, the end result, the final score is not what you're looking at.
Health.
That's not what you're paying attention to.
No, and look, Overreaction Monday, people are going to be all over the map with this Blazers team, especially with Donovan Clingan, the 7th overall selection. And well, I always will say I take summer league with a grain of salt, whether it's Bronny James or Alex Saar, Zach Rizache, or Donovan Clingan down at 7. These are, I think it's fantastic because it's a way to dip your toe into what the NBA is before going against, you know, all stars and all NBA guys.
Yeah.
And you saw exactly what it is with Donovan Clingan and the Blazers, especially when you have some teams have been playing down in the California League before, or Utah and Salt Lake City. You saw for the Blazers, though, a slow start. And it looked like a speed adjustment was there, especially for Donovan Clingan. And he was a little gassed early. And he was a tad slow on rotations, on closeouts. The first half, it was ugly for everybody, including the 7th overall pick. But Clingan and everyone else, it looked like the game started to slow down a little bit in that second half, right? Everything from Clingan looked sharper, in my opinion. Offensively, I'm putting it all aside.
Yeah.
It is game one. And we also need to reframe this whole thing with, the Blazers did not draft Donovan Clingan because of his offensive prowess.
Yeah, well, he's also not out there on the court with many guys that he's going to be playing with.
I believe, and from what we did see, you can see the framework there where settling into a solid offensive player, viable on the offensive end, sure. Mm-hmm. But it was offensively, I take it out and I just say, I mean, take everything summer league with a grain of salt. But what you could see in that, everything from Klingon in that second half looked a lot better than what we saw in the first half. His athleticism isn't that of like a plus athletic big where you're not going to be expecting him to guard, you know, 1 through 5 or hell 3 through 5. But you see the movement, you saw his ability to screen, and look, he's a rim protector and a rebounder. And what we saw in that second half was 100% what you are going to kind of expect from him. 5 block shots, he was a rim protector, but I loved what I heard from him after the game as well, in that we saw his ability where, you know, guys aren't going to be running circles around him. Rotations were a little bit slow, closeouts were a little bit slow at times during that game. But the framework in the athleticism that you want to see, it's there from Donovan Klingon. And when you heard him talk after the game, I think that this is a piece that the mentality in the makeup of what the Blazers are getting is why they took him at 7 overall.
I'm hard on myself. I'm going to say nothing. You know, I feel like maybe had a, you know, attacked the glass offensively. You know, I had a couple of offensive rebounds that, you know, we're good, but, you know, I got to rebound the ball better. I got to, you know, finish stronger. I got to shoot better. And, you know, I got to be an elite rim protector.
And you saw flashes of that. But he also went on to say that, look, there were some floaters. There was one that Castle, I think in the second quarter, he kind of went through and got a floater over the top of him, where he's saying, you know, those are the plays that I need to have better timing, and that's going to take a little bit of recognition, and that is okay. When you do not have, when you're drafting a player and he's a rookie and he's in the summer league and he is not, you know, drafted as a scorer, as an offensive threat,
mm-hmm.
it's going to look a lot different, yeah. And you're not going to have eye pop. He only scored 2. He's what, 1 of 8, 0 for 3 from 3.
Yep.
But you sat there and you said, okay,
yeah,
we'll see what that, he said he was a shooter and he has the ability to shoot. We'll see it play out. And that's one of the things that, you know, game one didn't see that outside shot, but you saw, it's not like some broken shot where you're like, oh no, don't do that.
Right.
Just stay away from that. There's going to be lumps and there's going to be some rough road.
Yeah.
Hopefully you start seeing him settle in more offensively. You started to see the comfort in even in that second half. And then you kind of take those building blocks. As this texter on the Vancouver Forward text line says, I also knew Lillard was legit based on summer league. Yeah. But that was a guy who came into the league as, this dude is a scorer. He just is a bucket getter. Yes. Jared Bayless also looked legit in summer league too. He was a summer league MVP.
Exactly. Yeah. And just because you see the good in the summer league does not mean that that always translates, and the same with the bad. And also when it comes to this season, look, nobody's expecting this Portland Trailblazers team to go from the 4th worst record in the league to all of a sudden be a playoff team, right? Where this team's going to have its lumps and it's going to have its bruises, and you didn't draft Donovan Klingon at number 7 to be a difference maker this year and take you and have you make that leap.
Donovan Klingon after the game talking about his offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no matter, you know, how poorly, you know, you play on the offensive end, you know, that shouldn't affect your defense. You know, defense wins ball games, so, you know, you got to protect the rim at a high level. You got to, you know, help your team win, and that's all I want to do. You know, so I was just trying to be the best defender, and, you know, because I knew offensively tonight was not my night.
I think that right there, Rust, and what you were talking about is, with a full complement, and I don't know if we're going to even get that this year, because a full complement would mean you've got shooters on the perimeter that are knockdown guys, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when the offense makes sense around a guy like, and this is where Portland is at right now. They're trying to find pieces that fit together with the number 3 overall pick last year, with the number 7 overall pick this year,
mm-hmm.
and then hopefully what will be a top 5 pick. And you just kind of have to build the roster and make sense around, once we get that elite score, once we get that guy who is a creator, score, perimeter, and at the rim, right? The creator, that is when you go, okay, this is making sense. If you have a situation where Donovan Klingon or Anthony Simons are on the floor, it'll look a lot different defensively than what we saw on Saturday, which was, look, first half was brutal to watch.
Yeah.
That was look between your fingers offensively, because you had Ryan Rupaire who came out and we're talking about Klingon looking slow on rotations. Ryan Rupert had 6 turnovers in the first half of that game. You had also Chris Murray with the most Chris Murray stat line. It doesn't matter if he's playing like in summer league or the NBA, he'll have like 4 for 9, couple of rebounds, couple assists, be productive, 9-point game, right?
Yeah.
That's who he is, and we're hoping that we see an elevation in a next step taken. It looked very reminiscent of what we saw at the later stages of last year with Chris Murray, though. But when you don't have that bona fide score, because that, I mean, Justin Manaya?
Yeah.
Rupert looked far different in the second half as he did in the first half, just like Klingon did. Everybody kind of got that big exhale after that first half. Nobody was playing well in that first half of that game. Mm-hmm. And that was a brutal watch. That's why I said, having watched that on the DVR, I'm so thankful that I did that because I read like 3 articles before I watched a game. So I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we're going to get. This is what I'm getting myself into. It was a tough watch early. Second half, everybody looked a lot more comfortable in Klingon and Rupert especially.
And you have to remember, too, that basically on Saturday night, he doesn't have NBA playmakers getting the ball to him.
Absolutely not.
Which is a lot of the reason why it would have been nice to see Scoot come play for a game and a half, maybe 2 games, to see what kind of a chemistry they can develop. But yeah, you don't have an NBA guy there. The only other teammates of his are Rupert and Chris Murray and Manaya. And that's, you know, and look, those are all, to be fair, they're end of the bench guys. Yep. They're 11, 12, 13, 14.
And there is something that I did see, like Ryan Rupert. I think this is going to be another growth type season. And when they drafted him last year, it was like, hey, you're looking at 2 to 3 years until you figure out, you know what you got.
And if he can turn out to be a Batum like thing or even I don't even care if he's just like a diet Batum.
Well,
you know what I mean?
One thing that you saw even in that game, and it translated to nothing offensively for them, but that comfort level and just the knowing what to do and where to be. If you watch away from ball, and this is something that I was watching a lot of Ryan Rupert, was as the ball was kind of swinging around the floor, you saw him rotationally on the offensive side of the ball start to move and find those soft spots, right? You're seeing a little bit of growth instead of the I'm just going to sit in the corner, I'm going to watch the ball, which we saw a lot of last year from a lot of different Portland Trailblazers. But you saw Rupert especially, and Murray has kind of always done a really good job of this, is the movement on the backside and kind of moving up, finding that soft spot, looking for the open shot and kind of that be ready position. You're seeing a little bit of growth there. Again, it's a summer league game.
Yeah.
It's the first summer league game. Let's not overreact to anything that's happening here.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what the big one for me with Donovan Klingon is. I'll disagree with this Vancouver Ford texter. Klingon is a white stiff, another wasted pick, 0 skills in offense, and will get torched by athletic bigs.
Yeah, I don't.
That is one word way too early to tell on any of that.
Yeah.
But the offensive prowess is they didn't draft him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now.
No.
We will see where he's going to be at. I'm throwing up a poll at Danny and Dusty right now. I want to get Blazer fans' feedback on it, though. Your overreaction Monday on Donovan Klingon in his debut for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Well, and what's nice with these young guys that they do have there is that the difference between like a Rupert and a Chris Murray is Rupert is that like super high ceiling guy. You don't know what he can become. Chris Murray is one of those, you kind of know what he is, and he doesn't have that higher ceiling, but his floor is higher than like Rupert's floor, right? So you know what he can become. Yeah. Rupert, you've got the ideas, and same with Klingon, because with the offense, look, he can go out and maybe he can shoot that 3 and stretch the offense out there, but you know that he can be a guy in the key that will make things terribly difficult for other teams.
503-864-6326. Danny and Dusty, here's Rust with SportsCenter. All right, we're talking Donovan Klingon, the Portland Trail Blazers Summer League debut, losing to the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday. They got the Philadelphia 76ers coming up tonight. Games on NBA TV tonight against the Sixers from Las Vegas. 1 of 8 from the field, 0 for 3 from beyond the arc for Donovan Klingon. I will continue to go back to this. The Blazers did not draft Donovan Clingan for his offensive prowess. Didn't see it in game one. Mm. He is a rim protector, a rebounder, and that's where he is going to get traction and start in the NBA. I think we have a good text on the Vancouver Forward text line that says, you know, people forget he came out after sophomore season. He's still young. Mm-hmm. His offense will be a longer process, but his defensive skills and instincts will be noticeable more quickly. And I think that's what we did see.
Well, and look,
as that first half, look, the speed in his stamina, it caught up to him in that first half. Yeah. You saw it. Because it's also a guy who's not used to having a long run, right? Mm-hmm. College basketball games, 40-minute games. UConn, I don't know if anybody noticed, we're beating the doors off of basically everybody all season long. Didn't play a whole heck of a lot. And he played 27 minutes in his summer league debut, where the speed is a little bit faster. I was worried about it, as you saw in the first half, but the second half, you saw it was not as big of a factor. Will it be when you have, instead of, you know, Stephon Castle and the rest of, you know, the summer league squad, like was it Bouye for San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a little bit different when you're going up against Ja Morant in the likes, right?
Which, by the way, Jamari Bouye, a name that I remember from covering Pilots games with Swag on the call, because he was somewhere in the West Coast Conference, Santa Clara, San Francisco, maybe San Francisco.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
sounds about
Jamari
right.
Jamari Bouye,
but you got. You saw Clingan settle in that second half, and look, rim protection, rebounding. This is part of a process with the Trailblazers in drafting for when they find that guy. And we talk about this a lot on this show. Luck is involved. Danny is big on, you know, knocking the Golden State Warriors down a peg, because so much of it is luck and guys panning out and popping. And what you're seeing from Joe Cronin in the front office is they are taking the steps to fill this roster with the role players until they get that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Develop, grow, fill it with the role players to where when you find that guy and he pops, your roster makes sense in that regard. That's where they are at. It was great to see solid picks set by a big man. It was good to see. Haven't seen that in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good to see.
Good
All
to
right.
See.
We'll golf clap that. But the poll that is up right now at Danny and Dusty on the old Twitter bots, Donovan Clingan made his Trailblazers debut on Saturday. Your options are, I already love him. He's great. Solid start. Need to see a lot more, or, oh no. Okay. Already love him is taking in 19% of the vote. Solid start at 43%. Need to see a lot more is about 35%. And then, oh no, is 2.7%. And I put that on there because you have a lot of miserable people out there.
We know that.
Who will always just vote, oh no.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a process. I want to revisit this at the end of Summer League as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can look at it. Never overreact to one game.
No, especially in the summer league. Because you want to know why? You want to know? Here's why you don't worry about summer league. I have five words for you.
Mm.
Quintel Woods, summer league MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Blazers have had some great summer leaguers that we all just like, that's it, dude. Future's here.
Oh, wait, was Jared Bayless also an MVP?
Jared Bayless was a Summer League MVP.
Yeah.
As this Vancouver Forward text line texture points out, Frank Mason was a co-MVP with Lillard. Nobody remembers Frank Mason. And that is, it's Summer
League. Is he related
league.
To Anthony? I don't think so.
Probably not. It's a common last name, Jeff.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yep. Pretty common last name. It's not like Mason Akowski, you know, where you were like, God, they might be related. No, it's just Mason. There's a lot of them out there. I wonder if he's related to the girl I went to high school with. You know, her last name was Mason. Are you guys related? I don't know.
Was Frank Kaminsky, was he also that draft?
No, he was a little bit after, wasn't he?
He's 31 now.
Let's see here. Yeah, he'd be. He was
2020. He joined 2015.
Yeah, he's a little bit after. That's like four. And Frank Kaminsky was in college forever. He went to Wisconsin. You know, he's.
Lillard was drafted at 23 years old.
Yeah. All right. Get your votes in on the on the Twitter poll at Danny and Dusty. Donovan Klinger makes his Blazer debut. Already love him. Solid start. Need to see a lot more. Oh no.
I don't think we're at an oh no.
You shouldn't be at an
I don't think we're there.
But the miserable folks out there, of course they will be.
Yeah.
Of course they will be. Hey, it is a monumentous occasion here in 17 minutes. Okay.
Ooh.
And
if
there's anything that you need to know, it was already said over the weekend. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. 12 minutes from now, EA Sports College Football 25 goes live for the early release. The folks can start playing. The rest of the world will be July 19th.
Don't they have a different name for that in the men's world? Is it premature
something? It's premature release of the game.
Early release.
It's an early... That's what you call it?
We're going back there.
Yikes. the game was being played, and I think EA has been doing a pretty good job of getting the hype up for this. And they're rolling it all out.
Just ask Colorado.
Letting influencers kind of get their hands on the game and play it, but whether it's, national members of the media or athletes. And over the weekend, a live stream with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Ooh.
Playing as the Colorado Buffaloes. Remember, a lot was said about this.
I'm pretty sure they didn't say anything dumb, right?
EA Sports, by the way, the only outlet to release a top 25 poll that includes Colorado. But that is actually true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only national media outlet to have Colorado in the top 25 is EA Sports in their college football rankings, right? Well, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter on their live stream, Shedeur Sanders threw Colorado's offensive line under the bus. Listen to this.
Okay, bro. Why am I getting chased by?
There we go.
How? The O-line is realistic. Yes, very realistic.
What you mean?
Niggas can't block for nothing.
What?
They just can't block for nothing. Jeez. He was talking about the Colorado offensive line. He was running around with Shedeur Sanders back there, scrambling. He's like, why is everybody just bum rushing me?
Yeah.
He's like, it's realistic.
Crapping on his own guys.
Okay. Now, Travis Hunter says this is very realistic. Mind you, this is College Football 25. This is for this year's roster is on the game. Shedeur Sanders tweeted out, Trav was referring to last year's gameplay. There was no last year. Last year's team doesn't exist on this game.
Yeah. That's this year's O-line.
And herein lies the big issue that Colorado has with Deion Sanders. Every player that has transferred out, and this is guys that have transferred in and then out. There's even rumblings from guys that are on the roster that are there. Remember after the spring game when it was mandatory that the team had to, players were saying it was mandatory that they had to be at the game in the post-game concert so they could watch Shedeur perform with the rest of the team or on stage in a concert with Lil Wayne, I think.
Sure.
And Deion's like, yeah, no, that wasn't mandatory. All of the guys that have come through that program, even guys that are currently on the roster, say it is Shedeur, Shiloh, Travis Hunter, and then everybody else. Coaching staff will throw players under the bus. We saw it with the offensive line. Hell, the new head coach at San Diego State.
Deion's throwing guys under the bus all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But Sean Lewis, the new head coach at San Diego State, he was at Mountain West Media Day. And remember, he was a head coach at Kent State who left the job as a head coach to go and be the offensive coordinator for Deion. Deion threw him under the bus and fired him in the middle of the season. He has since, and Kent State had their best years ever under Sean Lewis.
Yeah.
I think he won more games at Kent State in his short time as a head coach than they won in like the last 30 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was a very good young head coach. Now he's the head coach of San Diego State, and I think he's going to do a pretty damn good job. But he even said it at the Mountain West Media Days. He was like, that was an experience. Like, he didn't go the route of Deion, didn't throw Deion under the bus, but he was like, you'll learn a lot in those situations. They fired Sean Lewis, and the offense went from 32 points a game to 20 points a game. After that,
mm-hmm.
because it was, why can't you protect my son better? Well, it was the players, but throwing guys under the bus is kind of the big grind that everybody who has come in and left says about Colorado.
Yeah.
I still hope that the Deion experiment works at Colorado. I think they will be better this year than they were a year ago. One is their schedule will not be as big of a gauntlet, and the bar is only four games, right? But you're already seeing it, right? The little bit of divisions, and when guys say Travis and Shador and Shiloh, they get treated different than everybody else.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
Yeah. Well, so okay,
never see star players like throw their guys under the bus like that.
No. Well, the thing is, but the star players, though, a lot of the time they take on the identity of their head coach and what leads the program.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. So how long do we think we're entering year two of Deion at Colorado? How long do you think this project lasts in Boulder? Do you think I think maybe through next year and that's it.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting because Shador.
And it's going to be a tire fire. I think it will result in just an explosion, a big ball of fire.
Shador and Travis Hunter are gone after this year.
Yeah.
And that's always been the thing, is like Deion is only going to be there as long as Shador, Travis, and Shiloh are there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with you in that it's
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we're talking Donovan Clingan, the Portland Trail Blazers Summer League debut, losing to the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday. They got the Philadelphia 76ers coming up tonight. Games on NBA TV tonight against the Sixers from Las Vegas. One of eight from the field, 0 for 3 from beyond the arc for Donovan Klingon. I will continue to go back to this. The Blazers did not draft Donovan Klingon for his offensive prowess. Didn't see it in game one. Mm. He is a rim protector, a rebounder, and that's where he is going to get traction and start in the NBA. I think we have a good text on the Vancouver Forward text line that says, you know, people forget he came out after sophomore season. He's still young. Mm-hmm. His offense will be a longer process, but his defensive skills and instincts will be noticeable more quickly. And I think that's what we did see.
Well, and look,
as that first half, look, the speed in his stamina, it caught up to him in that first half. Yeah. You saw it, because it's also a guy who's not used to having a long run, right? Mm-hmm. College basketball games, 40-minute games. UConn, I don't know if anybody noticed, we're beating the doors off of basically everybody all season long. Didn't play a whole heck of a lot, and he played 27 minutes in his summer league debut, where the speed is a little bit faster. I was worried about it, as you saw in the first half, but the second half, you saw it was not as big of a factor. Will it be when you have, instead of, you know, Stephon Castle and the rest of, you know, the summer league squad, like, was it Bouye for San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little bit different when you're going up against Ja Morant in the likes, right?
Which, by the way, Jamari Bouye, a name that I remember from covering Pilots games with Swag on the call, because he was somewhere in the West Coast Conference, Santa Clara, San Francisco, maybe San Francisco.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about
Jamari
right.
Jamari Bouye.
But you got... you saw Klingon settle in that second half, and look, rim protection, rebounding. This is part of a process with the Trailblazers in drafting for when they find that guy. And we talk about this a lot on this show. Luck is involved. Danny is big on, you know, knocking the Golden State Warriors down a peg, because so much of it is luck and guys panning out and popping. And what you're seeing from Joe Cronin in the front office is they are taking the steps to fill this roster with the role players until they get that guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Develop, grow, fill it with the role players to where when you find that guy and he pops, your roster makes sense in that regard. That's where they are at. It was great to see solid picks set by a big man. It was good to see. Haven't seen that in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good to see.
Good
All
to
right.
See.
We'll golf clap that. But the poll that is up right now at Danny and Dusty on the old Twitter bots, Donovan Klingon made his Trailblazers debut on Saturday. Your options are, I already love him. He's great. Solid start. Solid start. Need to see a lot more, or, oh no. Okay. Already love him is taken in 19% of the vote. Solid start at 43%. Need to see a lot more is about 35%. And then, oh no, is 2.7%. And I put that on there because you have a lot of miserable people out there.
We know that.
Who will always just vote, oh no.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a process. I want to revisit this at the end of Summer League as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can look at it. Never overreact to one game.
No, especially in the summer league. Because you want to know why? You want to know? Here's why you don't worry about summer league. I have five words for you.
Mm.
Quintel Woods, summer league MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Blazers have had some great summer leaguers that we'd all just like, that's it, dude. Future's here.
Oh, wait. Was Jared Bayless also an MVP?
Jared Bayless was a summer league MVP.
Yeah.
As this Vancouver Ford text line texture points out, Frank Mason was a co-MVP with Lillard. Nobody remembers Frank Mason. And that is, it's summer
he related
league.
To Anthony? I don't think so.
Probably not. It's a common last name, Jeff.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yep. Pretty common last name. It's not like Mason Akowski, you know, where you were like, God, they might be related. No, it's just Mason. There's a lot of them out there. I wonder if he's related to the girl I went to high school with. You know? Her last name was Mason. Are you guys related? I don't know.
Was Frank Kaminsky, was he also that draft?
No, he was a little bit after, wasn't he?
He's 31 now. Let's
see here. Yeah, he'd be...
He joined 2015.
Yeah, he's a little bit after. That's like four. And Frank Kaminsky was in college forever. He went to Wisconsin. You know, he's...
Lillard was drafted at 23 years old.
Yeah. All right. Get your votes in on the on the Twitter poll at Danny and Dusty. Donovan Klingon makes his Blazer debut. Already love him. Solid start. Need to see a lot more. Oh no.
I don't think we're at an oh no.
You shouldn't be at an
I don't think we're there.
But the miserable folks out there, of course they will be.
Yeah.
Of course they will be. Hey, it is a monumentous occasion here in 17 minutes. Okay.
Ooh.
And
do tell.
If there's anything that you need to know, it was already said over the weekend. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. 12 minutes from now, EA Sports College Football 25 goes live for the early release. The folks can start playing. The rest of the world will be July 19th.
Don't they have a different name for that in the men's world? Is it premature something?
It's premature release of the game.
Early release.
It's an early... That's what you call it?
We're going back there.
Yikes. the game was being played, and I think EA has been doing a pretty good job of getting the hype up for this. And they're rolling it all out.
Just ask Colorado.
Letting influencers kind of get their hands on the game and play it. But whether it's, national members of the media or... athletes. And over the weekend, a live stream with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Ooh.
Playing as the Colorado Buffaloes. Remember, a lot was said about this.
I'm pretty sure they didn't say anything dumb, right?
EA Sports, by the way, the only outlet to release a top 25 poll that includes Colorado. But that is actually true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only national media outlet to have Colorado in the top 25 is EA Sports in their college football rankings, right? Well, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter on their live stream, Shedeur Sanders threw Colorado's offensive line under the bus. Listen to this.
Okay, bro. Why am I getting chased by him?
There we go.
The O-line is realistic. Yes, very realistic.
What you mean?
Niggas can't block for nothing.
What?
They just can't block for nothing. Jeez. He was talking about the Colorado offensive line. He was running around with Shedeur Sanders back there, scrambling. He's like, why is everybody just bum rushing me?
Yeah.
He's like, it's realistic.
Crapping on his own guys.
Okay. Now, Travis Hunter says this is very realistic. Mind you, this is college football 25. This is for this year's roster is on the game. Shedeur Sanders tweeted out, Trav was referring to last year's gameplay. There was no last year. There was no last year's team doesn't exist on this game.
Yeah. That's this year's O-line.
And herein lies the big issue that Colorado has with Deion Sanders. Every player that has transferred out, and this is guys that have transferred in and then out. There's even rumblings from guys that are on the roster that are there. Remember after the spring game when it was mandatory that the team had to, players were saying it was mandatory that they had to be at the game in the post-game concert so they could watch Shedeur perform with the rest of the team or on stage in a concert with Lil Wayne, I think.
Sure.
And Deion's like, yeah, that wasn't mandatory. All of the guys that have come through that program, even guys that are currently on the roster, say it is Shedeur, Shiloh, Travis Hunter, and then everybody else. Coaching staff will throw players under the bus. We saw it with the offensive line. Hell, the new head coach at San Diego State.
Deion's throwing guys under the bus all the time.
Yeah, he is. But Sean Lewis, the new head coach at San Diego State, he was at Mountain West Media Day. And remember, he was a head coach at Kent State who left the job as a head coach to go and be the offensive coordinator for Deion. Deion threw him under the bus and fired him in the middle of the season. He has since, and Kent State had their best years ever under Sean Lewis.
Yeah.
I think he won more games at Kent State in his short time as a head coach than they won in like the last 30 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very good young head coach. Now he's the head coach of San Diego State, and I think he's going to do a pretty damn good job. But he even said it at the Mountain West Media Days. He was like, that was an experience. Like, he didn't go the route of Deion, didn't throw Deion under the bus, but he was like, you'll learn a lot in those situations. They fired Sean Lewis, and the offense went from 32 points a game to 20 points a game after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, why can't you protect my son better? Well, it was the players. But throwing guys under the bus is kind of the big grind that everybody who has come in and left says about Colorado.
Yeah.
I still hope that the Deion experiment works at Colorado. I think they will be better this year than they were a year ago. One is their schedule will not be as big of a gauntlet, and the bar is only four games, right? But you're already seeing it, right? The little bit of divisions, and when guys say Travis and Shador and Shiloh, they get treated different than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Yeah. Well, so, okay.
You never see star players like throw their guys under the bus like that.
No. Well, the thing is, but the star players, though, a lot of the time they take on the identity of their head coach and what leads the program.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. So how long do we think we're entering year two of Deion at Colorado? How long do you think this project lasts in Boulder? Do you think I think maybe through next year, and that's it.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting because Shador,
and it's going to be a tire fire. I think it will. I think it will result in just an explosion, a big ball of fire.
Shador and Travis Hunter are gone after this year.
Yeah,
and that's always been the thing. Is like Deion is only going to be there as long as Shador, Travis, and Shiloh are there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with you in that it's probably next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or hell, he may jump after this year once those guys are gone.
Where does he go?
I don't know. Somebody will want that, though.
I don't think there's a bigger program than what Colorado is that would want to take that on.
I think there is.
Do
because
you?
Of the, because universities will say, all right, if we have better resources, if we start at a better place than Deion started with it, which was an absolute, and I think we do forget with Deion how bad it was under Carl Durrell at Colorado.
Oh yeah,
I mean it was. I mean, you want to talk about a bare cupboard. It was equally bad as when Gary Anderson handed over the Oregon State program to Jonathan Smith.
Yeah.
It was that bad. It was barren.
I don't think I see a bigger program trying to go and take him on. It might be one that used to be big and is fallen on some dire
That's
straits
right
for a while,
mm-hmm.
but still it's not, I mean, and look, I mean, this was,
or it will be an SEC team that goes, how can we start peeling a couple of recruits off and get this thing in the right direction?
What I don't see is what people started talking about a while ago in the last few months and saying how he's trying to parlay this into an NFL gig. That's not going to happen.
No.
I don't see how any NFL team wants to bring this on.
Well, I will tell you, he does handle it in an NFL, like the locker room and just openly throwing guys under the bus.
Yeah,
yeah, you do that because you can cut those guys.
He tries to manage it NFL style, but I don't see how an NFL team wants to bring that on.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But that is a big point of contention that will continue to grow because you hear it right there. I mean, that was their little safe space live stream.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops.
Here we go. Other note from EA is Matt Brown, who he's been like championing bringing back college football for a really long time. And he's actually even like on the credits as like a thank you for the game. He tweeted out, somebody had asked him about like, hey, what does Oregon State, you know, look like and what do they got? So he went through and he did like all of the uniform matchups and combinations, machinations that you can get from their uniforms, and then went through and started a game, and they showed Research Stadium. It's the old Research Stadium.
Ooh.
Got the old side still.
Uh-oh.
You got the new side. You got one of the, both of the end zones look finished. It's the old Research Stadium. Beat fans, big mad.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And I understand that. Like, after it. All, after everything that they went through, they're like...
Yeah, well, they're already pissy enough about
they should.
Current things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. They should so, be a little fired like, up
oh
about
that.
Oh, my
God, are you serious?
And P1 Orange guy... Orange O guy says, what's really unacceptable is how EA screwed up Research Stadium and didn't update the new side and left the old side. I can tell you Beaver Nation on Twitter is not happy with EA and how they had over a year to get the new side in the game. They better fix it in an update. And if they don't, that's not cool at all. They're probably not going to put a patch in that one in because they have to do, they do like the scans of all the stadiums. And then, mm-hmm. like, I think we also need to acknowledge that this has been years in the making.
Yeah.
And of like getting the stadium renderings and all that stuff. It does suck that for B fans, it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like this is like a source of pride here is that we got the stadium finished and now we play this brand new video game and we still don't got the new damn stadium. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But with Oregon, you have, they got new uniforms. They're going to unveil another of their Generation O uniforms. They did a teaser video with Joey Harrington
mm-hmm.
where they showed the new helmet where they got the apple green helmet with the O on the side.
Yep.
Gone will be the wings. The rumblings are once uniforms are unveiled for Oregon, those will be in the game. Those are easier to do than a new stadium.
So it's not just a clever tagline? It's in the game?
Yeah, it's not just a...
Why can't the new Reeser be it's in the game?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder to do. A little bit harder to do. But, hey, to all you folks out there that are going to play this new video game, good on you. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come over to your house and play with you because we don't have a new console.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
We're not going to. Yeah. I had the conversation with my wife about it.
Uh-huh.
One, it would take up far too much of my time at home.
Yeah.
Into, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
With the kids. My daughter's 10. Like, mm-hmm. she's not a video game person.
No.
My 7-year-old son would never go outside again.
Right. Exactly. Well, like, I got two girls. They're 12 and 7. And so, yeah, we got the Nintendo Switch. And there's their various games on there for them. But, yeah, Yeah. They're not itching for college football 25.
No. Here's one. Here's a text on the Vancouver Ford text line. What about when we were talking about Dion? What about Clemson with Debo's refusal to even deal with NIL? And if they lose again this year, could super overreact and hire the biggest NIL honk out there? No, I don't think that Clemson would go down that road. And look, like another down year, Clemson's going to be really damn good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be good this year.
Well, and how much longer are they going to be in the ACC? How long is it before all that falls apart, too?
I got some news on that.
Oh.
I got some news on that.
Hey.
Because the SEC, they say it just means more.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up their media days today, and we got some audio from Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC. And he is... not dipping his toe into expansion talks and does not want to be entangled in the legal battles that are going on with the ACC right now. But he gave us a couple of breadcrumbs that we can go off of. We'll get to that to start hour number two. And also, coming up in hour number two, history made for the Oregon State Beavers. You may be upset about Research Stadium and the EA football game. History was made in the Major League Baseball draft yesterday.
Ooh.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan. 12 minutes from now, EA Sports College Football 25 goes live for the early release. The folks can start playing. The rest of the world will be July 19th.
Don't they have a different name for that in the men's world? Is it premature
something?
It's
premature release of the game.
Early release.
It's an early... That's what you call it?
We're going back there.
Yikes. But the game was being played, and I think EA has been doing a pretty good job of getting the hype up for this. And they're rolling it all out.
Just ask Colorado.
Letting influencers kind of get their hands on the game and play it. But whether it's, national members of the media or athletes. And over the weekend, a live stream with Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Ooh.
Playing as the Colorado Buffaloes. Remember, a lot was said about this.
I'm pretty sure they didn't say anything dumb, right?
EA Sports, by the way, the only outlet to release a top 25 poll that includes Colorado. But that is actually true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only national media outlet to have Colorado in the top 25 is EA Sports in their college football rankings, right? Well, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter on their live stream, Shedeur Sanders threw Colorado's offensive line under the bus. Listen to this.
Okay, bro. Why am I getting chased by him?
There we go.
How? The O-line is realistic. Yes, very realistic.
What you mean?
Tickets can't block for nothing.
What?
They just can't block for nothing. Jeez. He was talking about the Colorado offensive line. He was running around with Shedeur Sanders back there, scrambling. He's like, why is everybody just bum rushing me?
Yeah.
He's like, it's realistic.
Crapping on his own guys.
Okay. Now, Travis Hunter says this is very realistic. Mind you, this is college football 25. This is for this year's roster is on the game. Shedeur Sanders tweeted out, Trav was referring to last year's gameplay. There was no last year. There was no last year's team doesn't exist on this game.
Yeah. That's this year's O-line.
And herein lies the big issue that Colorado has with Deion Sanders. Every player that has transferred out, and this is guys that have transferred in and then out. There's even rumblings from guys that are on the roster that are there. Remember after the spring game when it was mandatory that the team had to, players were saying it was mandatory that they had to be at the game in the post-game concert so they could watch Shedeur perform with the rest of the team or on stage in a concert with Lil Wayne, I think.
Sure.
And Deion's like, yeah, no, that wasn't mandatory. All of the guys that have come through that program, even guys that are currently on the roster, say it is Shedeur, Shiloh, Travis Hunter, and then everybody else. Coaching staff will throw players under the bus. We saw it with the offensive line. Hell, the new head coach at San Diego State.
Deion's throwing guys under the bus all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But Sean Lewis, the new head coach at San Diego State, he was at Mountain West Media Day. And remember, he was a head coach at Kent State who left the job as a head coach to go and be the offensive coordinator for Deion. Deion threw him under the bus and fired him in the middle of the season. He has since, and Kent State had their best years ever under Sean Lewis.
Yeah.
I think he won more games at Kent State in his short time as a head coach than they won in like the last 30 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
he was a very good young head coach. Now he's the head coach of San Diego State, and I think he's going to do a pretty damn good job. But he even said it at the Mountain West Media Days. He was like, that was an experience. Like, he didn't go the route of Deion, didn't throw Deion under the bus, but he was like, you'll learn a lot in those situations. They fired Sean Lewis, and the offense went from 32 points a game to 20 points a game after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, why can't you protect my son better? Well, it was the players. But throwing guys under the bus is kind of the big grind that everybody who has come in and left says about Colorado.
Yeah.
I still hope that the Deion experiment works at Colorado. I think they will be better this year than they were a year ago. One is their schedule will not be as big of a gauntlet, and the bar is only four games, right? But you're already seeing it, right? The little bit of divisions. And when guys say Travis and Shador and Shiloh, they get treated different than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Yeah. Well, so, okay.
You never see star players like throw their guys under the bus like that.
No. Well, the thing is, but the star players, though, a lot of the time they take on the identity of their head coach and what leads the program.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. So how long do we think we're entering year two of Dion at Colorado? How long do you think this project lasts in Boulder? Do you think it? I think maybe through next year, and that's it.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting because Shador,
and it's going to be a tire fire. I think it will. I think it will result in just an explosion, a big ball of fire.
Shador and Travis Hunter are gone after this year.
Yeah,
and that's always been the thing. Is like Dion is only going to be there as long as Shador, Travis, and Shiloh are there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I think I agree with you in that it's probably next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or hell, he may jump after this year once those guys are gone.
Where does he go?
I don't know. Somebody will want that though.
I don't think there's a bigger program than what Colorado is that would want to take that on.
I think there is.
Do
because
you?
Of the because universities will say, all right, if we have better resources, if we start at a better place than Dion started with it, which was an absolute, and I think we do forget with Dion how bad it was under Carl Durrell at Colorado.
Oh yeah,
I mean it was. I mean, you want to talk about a bare cupboard. It was equally bad as when Gary Anderson handed over the Oregon State program to Jonathan Smith.
Yeah,
it was that bad. It was barren.
I don't think I see a bigger program trying to go and take him on. It might be one that used to be big mm-hmm. and is fallen on some dire
That's
straits
right
for
there.
A while. Mm-hmm. But still, it's not. I mean, and look, I mean, this was.
Or it will be an SEC team that goes, how can we start peeling a couple recruits off mm-hmm. and get this thing in the right direction?
What I don't see is what people started talking about a while ago in the last few months and saying how he's trying to parlay this into an NFL gig. That's not going to happen.
No.
I don't see how any NFL team wants to bring this on.
Well, I will tell you, he does handle it in an NFL, like the locker room and just openly throwing guys under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that because you can cut those guys.
He tries to manage it NFL style, but I don't see how an NFL team wants to bring that on.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But that is a big point of contention that will continue to grow because you hear it right there. I mean, that was their little safe space live stream.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Whoops.
Here we go. Other note from EA is Matt Brown, who he's been like championing bringing back college football for a really long time. And he's actually even like on the credits as like a thank you for mm-hmm. the game. He tweeted out that somebody had asked him about like, hey, what is Oregon State, you know, look like and what do they got? So he went through and he did like all of the uniform matchups and combinations, machinations that you can get from their uniforms, and then went through and started a game and they showed Research Stadium. It's the old Research Stadium.
Ooh.
Got the old side still.
Uh-oh.
You got the new side. You got both of the end zones look finished. It's the old Research Stadium. Beat fans, big mad.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And I understand that. Like, after everything that they went through, like...
Yeah, well, they're already pissy enough about
they should.
Current things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. They and should so, be yeah, a little fired
like,
up
oh
about
God,
that.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
And P1 Orange guy, Orange O guy, says, what's really unacceptable is how EA screwed up Research Stadium and didn't update the new side and left the old side. I can tell you Beaver Nation on Twitter is not happy with EA and how they had over a year to get the new side in the game. They better fix it in an update, and if they don't, that's not cool at all. They're probably not going to put a patch in that one in because they have to do like the scans of all the stadiums. And then, mm-hmm. like, I think we also need to acknowledge that this has been years in the making.
Yeah.
And of like getting the stadium renderings and all that stuff. It does suck that for B fans, it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like this is like a source of pride here is that we got the stadium finished and now we play this brand new video game and we still don't got the new damn stadium. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But with Oregon, you have, they got new uniforms. They're going to unveil another of their Generation O uniforms. They did a teaser video with Joey Harrington where they showed the new helmet, where they got the apple green helmet with the O on the side.
Yep.
Gone will be the wings. The rumblings are, once uniforms are unveiled for Oregon, those will be in the game. Those are easier to do than a new stadium.
So it's not just a clever tagline? It's in the game?
Yeah, it's not just a...
Why can't the new Reeser be, it's in the game?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder to do. But hey, to all you folks out there that are going to play this new video game, good on you. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come over to your house and play with you, because we don't have a new console.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
We're not going to... Yeah. I had the conversation with my wife about it.
Uh-huh.
One, it would take up far too much of my time at home.
Yeah.
And two, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
With the kids. My daughter's 10. Like, she's not a video game person.
No.
My 7-year-old son would never go outside again.
Right. Exactly. Well, like, I got two girls. They're 12 and 7. And so, yeah, we got the Nintendo Switch. And there are various games on there for them. But, yeah,
Yeah.
They're not itching for college football 25.
No. Here's one. Here's a text on the Vancouver Forward text line. What about when we were talking about Dion? What about Clemson? With Debo's refusal to even deal with NIL, and if they lose again this year, could super overreact and hire the biggest NIL honk out there? No, I don't think that Clemson would go down that road. And look, like, another down year, Clemson's going to be really damn good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be good this year.
Well, and how much longer are they going to be in the ACC? How long is it before all that falls apart, too?
I got some news on that.
Oh.
I got some news on that.
Hey.
Because the SEC, they say it just means more.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up their media days today, and we got some audio from Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC. And he is not dipping his toe into expansion talks and does not want to be entangled in the legal battles that are going on with the ACC right now. But he gave us a couple of breadcrumbs that we can go off of. We'll get to that to start hour number two. And also, coming up in hour number two, history made for the Oregon State Beavers. You may be upset about Reeser Stadium in the EA football game. History was made in the Major League Baseball draft yesterday.
Ooh.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.